Gabrielle.
Are you gonna base it off High School Musical right now? Like, it's not weird in real life, guys, because once when we were 8, we watched High School Musical and like had that.
Dude. Hey guys, you're here with Casey,
Kat,
and Chloe,
and you're listening to The Zoo Report. We're here to discuss all things UMass, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you have stories you want shared, message us on Instagram at The Zoo Report, and we'll dish it out anonymously.
Now for upcoming events, we have Saturday, December 8th, the UMass men's hockey team, who are number one in the nation currently, have a home game versus Quinnipiac at 7 p.m. This will take place in the Mullen Center, as usual. And then Wednesday, December 12th, is the last day of classes. It's kind of like nerve-wracking but exciting at the same time because there's so much to do, but that's fine. Friday, December 14th is my first day of finals. Sad.
Stressed.
Stress.
Stressy.
Stressy? Everyone give a little stress eat. Tuesday, December 18th is a showing of Moscow's Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker at 7 p.m. in the Fine Arts Center. Depending on your ticket, the price ranges from $28 to $175. Big diff, so choose wisely and shapely. This event is not presented by UMass Fine Arts Center, but it is performing there. And last night, the Bryce Vine concert was in the Student Union. Apparently, it's the last concert ever in the Student Union, so that was good. I was glad I went. Not that this matters as much, but he is so attractive in person.
Oh, I wish he were. Like,
green eyes, and he has.
I was making our turn.
And we listened to his music afterwards, and he's like one of the few people that are so, like, I want to say, don't want to say like so much better live, but he's so good live, and I feel like his music is underrated because like when he does it live, he's like his own greatest hype man, and he literally was like jumping around stage and having like the time of his life and like spraying the crowd with water bottles, and there wasn't even like that many people there. I think he was just like genuinely so excited to be performing that it was like contagious, and I was like off to the side like having like my own little rage fest, like being the only, everyone was just kind of standing around and I was like jumping up and down and having like a fun time and trying to make eye contact with him.
How did they like get him to come?
His cousins go here.
Oh
yeah, that's what he said, because I was like, how did we get him? Because I feel like he's so low-key too big for the Student Union. Because like I feel like
I didn't know his cousins went there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're all seniors, so, and he, apparently
thank
his
you,
dad
cousins.
Came
went there went, here
his dad went here too, and he lives in Los Angeles. So I was like, did you fly from Los Angeles to Boston?
He like, should go see the ice sculptures.
Oh yeah,
that's maybe coming he up was later hanging out with his family for like Thanksgiving or something.
He literally, it was so cute. I don't know if he was just saying this, but I think his grandfather went here, and I know he said his dad went here and his cousins go here, and he's like, so coming to UMass is like coming home. And I was like,
aww.
It's because I'm here. Maybe he would have came here if he wasn't famous.
Yeah. And I think, like, I'm pretty sure Drew Barrymore, which is, like, his like, big song, has, like, 80 million hits on Spotify. So I kind of was like, what are you
She's
doing?
A great actress, by the way. Let's give it up for Drew Barrymore.
That's why he, like, gives her props in the song and everything.
True.
That and Sour Patch
Kids. She hasn't really been in anything for a while, though.
She's busy being a mom and stuff.
Yeah. True.
Hard to
living
balance
life. Sour Patch Kids, I found, and nobody knew what that song was. And I would listen to it, and so many people in the car would be like, what is this song? Turn it off. And now everyone's like, oh my God, Bryce Vine. And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Well, I thought you were going to go because I thought that was like your jam.
Does it even
no,
come
I had to do a presentation
or something.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was really good when that came on. I didn't know he sang that until he like that came on, and I was like, oh, I love this song. So okay. Yeah, so now I'm standing Bryce Vine. Bryce Vine, if you listen to this, I love you.
Maybe he will.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now for weather. As we settle into December, the forecast will be basically just cold. Sunday to Thursday, it's just going to be like mid-30s, partly sunny. But Friday, it's going to be a little warmer at 43, but rainy. Heat wave, am I right?
This Saturday will be 29, so bundle up.
That's not it.
That ain't it.
Let's just not leave.
Stay in this little recording studio.
Probably. Yeah, it's so hot in here.
All right, so we've got a few things to discuss today. First is finals, schedule and resources, because that's coming up, and then something a little bit more fun after. Anyways, so for final schedule, for all our listeners, if you're wondering about what the schedule is, December 13th will be the first reading day. Then December 14th will mark the start of finals, so exams will be held on this day. And then the 15th and the 16th, obviously, will be reading days because that's Saturday and Sunday. And then the 17th and the 18th, those are going to be, like, math and stats exams from what I've found on the schedule.
I have one that day.
Is it a math or stats exam?
No, it's history, but I'm taking it early.
All right, so maybe that's wrong. December 19th, we'll hold other exams, and December 20th will be the last day of exams. Ooh. Woohoo! How late are you guys staying?
I'm leaving on the 12th because I only have one final. And it's supposed to be on the 20th, but I was like, can I take it early? Because I wanted to just, like,
take it
the 13th or 14th, maybe, and then just, like, leave and not have to come back. But she was like, I can have you take it the 17th, which is, like, not really helpful, but I was like, better than nothing.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to leave the 12th and then come back. For that
leaving
test.
The 14th, and then I have all my finals the 14th and one on the 20th, so I'm going to come back. Yeah. But, yeah, it's annoying.
I have a final on the 14th that I'm done.
That's so lucky.
I know.
All right. I also have to move all my stuff out. Sad.
I'm going to miss this WMUA recording studio so much.
I love being home for, like, the first, like through December, and then January hits, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so bored.
Yeah, literally. This is probably my last podcast for the year.
Oh, yeah, guys. So we'll talk about that at the end. We'll talk about that at the end. We have a big surprise for you guys. Anyways, next.
Study tips.
Thank you.
Wait, finals resources.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we have the library. So many quiet floors. I get uncomfortable there because I feel like I'm too loud for them.
I love the quiet
floors. I feel
like
I should go today to the library, but, like, parking is just so annoying. Don't want to pay for it.
Kat has a car.
Oh, yeah.
You could do the long haul and just walk from your house.
Yeah, literally. Let's see. Because I feel like I can't get stuff done at home, you know?
Yeah, I'd be so distracted. Hmm. Also, there's tutoring. I didn't really know this. Otherwise, I probably would have taken advantage of it last year. But there are tutoring centers for basically every major. Take advantage of that, definitely.
2 hours later.
Review sessions. This is the perfect opportunity to ask questions, master material you're struggling with.
I wish I went to the writing center. Like, why don't I?
2 hours later.
Yeah, 5 study tips that we came up with.
Because we're super qualified to give out study tips.
I know.
That are
those of you listening.
Self-explanatory, but like.
Yeah, those of you listening, I'm not sure any of us are, like, extremely qualified to be giving you out these tips, but I tried my best.
Stay
ahead of the game. Do not wait till the last minute.
I love staying ahead of the game, actually. I'm very not a last-minute person.
You played yourself.
True, except the only thing I keep noticing, I'm, like, doing the papers and, like, assignments that I, like, would rather do, but then I'm, like, I have this history paper that's due before the rest of them, and I'm, like, I should focus on that because it's due first, but I keep putting it off, so don't do that.
Oh, I'll be so productive to do, like, if I have a test the next day, I'll be like, does anyone want to do a 6-hour spin class and then, like, maybe clean up, like, the parking lot? And they're like, what? I'm like, what?
I'm like, maybe I should just study. I'm like, procrastinate.
I'm gonna clean up the dorm.
Create your own study guides after completing the class study guide.
I'm
if
not
the class
so sure
gives
about
you
this
a study
one.
Guide.
Yeah, it really depends because, like, I feel like I didn't get. I'm like, yeah, okay.
That's a great comment.
Like, she wants to work for the writing center. What do you think about that?
Review sessions are actually so, like I wish I went to more.
No,
it's just,
I went,
like,
to one and I was like, what the?
No,
I was like, what's
last year, back when I was a STEM major, I went to review sessions all the time and they really actually helped me. I haven't been to one this year because they don't have a review session for writing papers, but they should.
What's your major?
I'm journalism and communication with a minor in psych.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
I still wanted to forget.
Create study groups. Putting minds together creates one really big, really smart mind. Thanks, Casey.
Did you, like, look up cliches to say with these things?
No, I made them up.
It's like the meme of that, like, brain that's like at, like, half capacity, almost capacity, and then, like, full capacity, like, exploding, and they're like, well,
I
put
did,
your head together.
I did actually, like, look up study tips and stuff. And
oh,
every,
so you
it
didn't
always
come up with
says,
these.
No, it always says, like, putting minds together is better or whatever. But I remember when I was younger, my dad would always be like, you send one boy to do something, they'll get it done. You send two boys to get something, they'll get it half done. And you send
boys
three boys.
Don't get anything
yeah, I was going
to
say that's
but
send a girl and she'll do it right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Send a bunch of girls
and
they'll
boys
do it right.
Listening.
But it might take a while because I feel like we'll argue about it.
And this one, that's I think this you. Is the most this is the most important one, is to take care of yourself, get plenty of sleep, drink lots of water.
Water's so important.
Eat breakfast and mentally prepare yourself. Mentally. Color.
I love coloring books. Stress coloring books. Casey has one that has like a hundred. Casey has one that has like 100 pages and she won't let me use one.
I was actually explaining to Alexis why I won't, and it's because we have like this group where we literally share everything. There's not one thing that we don't share.
I'm wearing her sweater right now.
Yes. Like, and I bought that coloring book and it was like $20, and I just like, you know when you like share everything and you like find ownership in like the smallest, dumbest thing, and you just like want it. That's
like,
why. I'll probably end up
like
letting you use
those
one.
Books. I feel like they stress me out more
because
like, I feel
intricate.
Like I need to get it done.
So that's you have to buy so one when I'm coloring, I get kind of stressed, but it's after. When you like look back at the picture, it's like everything just leaves your body.
True.
You could listen to stress relief music on Spotify.
I actually found
it
really
that.
Good. Not like a stress relief, but it kind of was. It was like calming. And I like, because I was reading yesterday, I had to read this like 400 page book, and I'm like, obviously, you can't really listen to music when you're reading because you have to pay attention, but it was, like, too silent in my room. But I found this really good Spotify playlist, and I put it on quietly in the background. It was great. I'll put it on our Instagram
for you to everyone follow at the Zoo Report.
Because I don't really remember what it's called, but I'll find it.
Isn't sleuthing.
Maybe even try meditating.
In the gym, releasing those endorphins releases your stress.
Yeah. I feel like it is good to take a little break, take a minute.
Yeah.
Take a hot minute. But don't take a minute if you haven't done anything.
True.
I feel like a lot of people are like, I'm gonna take 30 minutes.
I'll sit down with like all my stuff in the common room and I'm like, oh, I need to take a break.
I also just wrote a story about how you can watch the 25 days of Christmas to de-stress during finals
on the Amazon.
That's so true.
Yes, check it out.
That would bring me back so much nostalgia too.
I have one coming up too, which is the 10 things you missed in Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video. It's pretty interesting. Pictures are included.
Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out.
We said that at the same time.
Okay, so now getting away from finals and all that negative BS. It's not BS. Finals are important. Anyways.
Are they?
Christmas activities. So this is our last podcast until after Christmas break. So we want to leave our millions of viewers.
Oh, two of you.
I know. Hey, Gianna, I know you're listening. With activities to do when you go home for Christmas break, because we have like a month off. So yeah,
like
let's
more
get
if you
started.
Go home the 14th, but that was disgusting.
Everyone's in a weird mood because we're stressed and tired.
Please take that laugh out. All right, anyways. So, first one, the Providence Ice Rink. This is actually a suggestion by little kitty cat over here. So for all you South Shore kids who can get to Providence in like 45 minutes, sorry, Chloe, it's probably like 3 hours away from you.
It is 3 hours.
20 for me, so come hang out
with
me.
Yeah, it's like a good 30,
pop
35.
Pop it in New Hampshire because I'm like 20 minutes from New Hampshire.
So anyways, this is open 7 days a week. I actually didn't know about this.
Me either.
But it's open for public ice skating from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And this is wicked cool, but they also have bumper cars, and you can rent them for an icy bumper adventure. If you want to go on that adventure shared with the public skaters, Mondays through Thursdays, 4 to 8 p.m. But on Fridays, you'll get the full ice, 10 to 11 p.m. Tickets are only $12 for 20 minutes, which I can't figure out if that's a good deal or not.
I feel like it's kind of expensive, but like, I feel like that'd be a fun activity.
But
it's
like,
kind of different. It's not
yeah.
like you do
are
it
you
all gonna the
time. Skate for more than 40 minutes, realistically?
Probably not.
So
I would skate
24?
For 20 minutes, probably.
I feel like that's a good deal for the bumper cars. Maybe, because, like...
Would you bumper car for 40 minutes?
No, I would bumper car for 20 minutes. I feel like that's a
oh,
good...
Oh, yeah, I get what you're
but
saying.
But skating for 20 minutes, I might want a good 40 minutes.
Also, though, like, who's keeping track of whether you've been on the ice for 20 minutes?
That's a good question.
What if you just, like, keep skating away? You're like, nope.
All right. Anyways, so that's our first event, so everyone go check it out.
I really want to go see this. This is the La Salette... Oh, I don't
La
know.
Salette.
La Salette Lights in Attleboro, but once again, I'm really far away
it's
from
really
all these
close
places.
To my house also, so everyone come hang out with me and do Christmas activities.
They're so beautiful. It's a religious-themed holiday event, but you're not super religious. This is a great experience. It's free, but you can make a donation. And there's this cool area where you can light candles for those who have passed away in your life. Also, they offer mass time, so check out their website.
I've been here, and
I've always wanted to go to like a light show thing.
I've been there.
I feel like you can make it like a like religious thing, but you can also just go.
So
look
yeah,
at the
that's why
lights.
I really like it, because I'm not like super religious, but it is interesting. Like they have all these like storylines of like structures and stuff. It's pretty cool. Also, I love, love, love the candles.
Yeah. Lighting candles.
I love it. It's like you. It's
that room
free.
Is so pretty.
It's free. You just light a candle and you put it on this, like, so they give you a candle, you light it, and then you put it on this, like, structure thing, and then you close your eyes and you can say a prayer. You can, like, just, like, talk to them or whatever, and it's, like, it's so cute, and I am excited to go
I'll
this year.
I'll also post pictures.
It's just
of it
too
on
far away
Instagram.
From me, but I'm so sad because I
if
think
you come home
really
with
cool.
me the 14th, we can go the 15th.
Stop trying
and
to
can
come
go
home
on
with
the. You can also go on the bumper cars.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's close.
All right.
More skating. Then there is, yeah, more skating. Winter skate at Patriot Place. Public skate for $10 and kids is $6 at Patriot Place. Monday, Wednesday, 4 to 9, and then Thursday, 4 to 5:45. Friday, 5 to 10, and then Saturday.
4 to 5:45.
4, 4 to 5:45. Yeah, kind of short amount of time, but whatever.
Yeah, why are the rest of them 3 hours and then one of them's like, you get an hour 45
minutes. I know, why on Thursday?
I think it's because they do like special events.
They're like, so. Hey kiddos, you want to go for a 3 hour ice skating session? They show up Thursday and they're like, get under here.
Well, I guess if you want to go for an hour and 45, go ahead. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So pretty much.
I've always wanted to go skating, but I think the last time I went, I legitimately almost broke my tailbone.
Yeah, I'm not good at skating.
The Patriot Place one is cheaper than the Providence one, but there's no bumper cars. So.
True.
Also,
I feel like the Patriot Place one is like a lot of little kids, but. Or like.
Well,
school.
It's like also artificial ice, and I think that.
Unpopular opinion, I don't think bumper cars is that fun. You're just ramming into each
I
other.
I think that
they
some
have bumper cars
are.
At the mall here, like at the Hampshire
yeah,
Mall.
Yeah, I've seen that
I've
before.
Never gone, but.
There was a fair near me growing up, and we'd go in, like, the bumper cars. And
yeah, see, I don't
it
like
It just kind of hurt. Like, you just, like, got whiplash.
But if you
key.
Go to, like.
I feel like
when
in the winter, it will look pretty.
Yeah,
in, like, the
I think that
Providence
could be fun.
And, like, on ice.
Also, when I went to Ocean City, Maryland, there's, like, this whole, like, carnival thing, and they had wicked fun bumper cars because they went super fast.
Oh,
so that okay. was fun.
I can see that's
all right.
fun.
Next. Oh.
Thank you.
Next. Then Christmas tree at Faneuil Hall.
I've always wanted to see this.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. I love that there. Christmas tree. It's so big. It's there all the time. Wicked pretty. There's the shops and oh! around it. And they have ice sculptures. What was that second one?
Ice sculptures by Ice Effects. By
thanks, Alex
Rose
and Nick
Boys,
Rose.
Who are Casey's close friends. And there are these massive and beautiful sculptures at Copley in Boston.
Copley.
Oops.
Shout out to my brother who also works on those.
Yeah, and don't they take like weeks to build or something?
Yeah,
they take
so
long.
Ice Effects is my friend's dad's business, and they make all like the ice sculptures on the Frog Pond and in Copley, and it's wicked cool. They work literally like 72 hours straight, no breaks, and it ends up looking really, really pretty. And if you guys go see the ice sculptures and you see the people walking around working on them, give them a pat on the back because they deserve it.
Except for don't touch them.
Yeah, don't touch them. Clearly not. All right.
Okay. Oh. And then there's Old Sturbridge Village for Western Mass people. Apparently, Old Sturbridge Village is nice during Christmas. I've been there once, like, a long time ago. Kind of gave me Plymouth Plantation vibes.
I kind of picture
it
similar to Plymouth Plantation.
I've never
Plantation.
Been there during Christmas time, so I guess check it out and let
once
us know
again,
how it is.
I feel like I'm so isolated from everything. Like, living in the North Shore, like, far up, like, very far up in the North Shore, they're like, and then there's these beautiful light shows, and then there's this in Boston. I'm like, I live an hour and a half in Boston.
True. Edaville, I don't know exactly what town this is in, but it's near Middleborough. That's, I
it's
guess,
so cute.
This is for the kids.
For the kids.
So it's like a little Christmas amusement park, and it's like, it's open year round, but it's like especially fun during Christmas. Actually, Skylar's brother, he used to work there. Skylar's my friend. I don't know why I just like said that, like everybody in the world knew who she was.
Just keep going, baby.
Okay, anyways.
Power through.
But Edenville, yeah, I went to Edenville when I was young. This is, again, far away from you, Chloe. Middleborough is like 10 minutes from me.
Thanks for including all the inclusive places.
Listen, I just did a random search and nothing in the North Shore popped up.
Because the North Shore is the spirit of Christmas. We don't need to show it.
Actually, Taunton is called Christmas City. So.
Okay, bye. Well, there's also Yankee Candle, which we've been to.
So fun.
And it's so cute. It's free to go in. Like, obviously, there's stuff you can buy in there, but, like, there's, like, they have all these, like, little villages set up, and, like, you walk through, and there's, like, fake snow, and, like, there's just, like, all these, like, Christmas, like, themed things everywhere, and it's, like, their whole thing is, like, Christmas year-round, but it's, like, very cute to go during the holidays. And then you can, like, make your own ornaments. You can buy ornaments there. Obviously, you can buy candles. I got a Christmas-themed one to spice up our room. They have a nice deal going on. So, like, definitely check that out because it's only, like, 15 minutes away from UMass. So if anyone wants to check that out, I definitely recommend it. 10 out of 10.
And then there's the Taunton Light Show. It's a massive Christmas light show that they've done since 1914. Their nickname, I guess, is Christmas City.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I've never been to that.
I asked Nate and Jordan about it, too, and they confirmed that it is, in fact, Christmas City.
Did they say it was cool?
Oh, no, I just asked if they have called Taunton Christmas City. I didn't actually ask about the light show.
I want to be from a place called Christmas City.
I know.
That sounds wonderful.
And for those of you near Somerville, the Illumination Trolley Tour. This sounds kind of cool. I don't know how much this is. It didn't say, but 45-minute tour on a trolley of the best lit houses with hot chocolate cookies and crafts. So that sounds super fun. I don't know why, but there's also an option to do a bike tour.
Probably be cold.
So for those of you who like probably run turkey trots on Thanksgiving too, that's probably sounds like what
I gave up on that
thing. Yeah. All right.
Now for our favorite segment, the Doghouse Christmas Edition. Bum bum bum. So this segment is we review relationships. You can submit anything you want, DM us. All anonymous, it can be.
It can be friends though, too.
Oh, friends too, yeah. Anything. It doesn't have to be yours. And we just review, like, a event or something that happened in the relationship or friendship that you had to kind of figure out who's in the wrong or if anyone's in the wrong. So this is Christmas edition.
We made Christmas edition, so this is doghouse gifts. So gifts people have gotten their friends or their significant others, and we're going to put the gifts in the doghouse. So these are just some stories we've gotten from friends, family members, and whatnot. So let's...
So first up, we have Kat's dog sweater gift from her aunt. Do you want to explain this one, Kat?
Yeah, I don't know. This was just kind of random, but I got a Christmas present once, and it was like, so I had just gotten a dog. That's some background. But, like, not super recent. Like, she was, like, a couple months old. I don't know. So I opened the present, and it was just, like, this mini dog sweater. Like, it didn't even fit my dog. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, for your new dog, whatever.
And, that was your gift?
So it was my gift was a dog sweater. That didn't even
That gives him the doghouse. Yeah.
So that was kind of funny, but yeah.
I'd like donate that to the animal shelter and be like, hey, if anyone wants this.
Just odd. Anyway.
Yeah, she tried.
She tried.
She shot her shot.
Oh, and then we have another one from a boyfriend to his girlfriend.
A boyfriend to a girlfriend, yes.
And it was just money in an envelope.
She said it was hard, like it was like a hard stack of money, like a fat stack.
Was it okay? Well, that I would be okay with that.
I would be so okay with that.
And the girl claimed it was distasteful and unsavory.
But I don't understand the unsavory. Like, it's not a turkey or
all
a food.
I want is money, but I don't know how to ask for it. Like my like family members have been like asking, extended family members are like, I'm like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, how do you just say you want like a fat stack of bills? Like,
I say money.
Yeah.
They get
not mad. To my grandma, though, because my grandma will be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, my grandma always wants to get me something personal, and I'm like, if you send me money, I'll get myself something personal.
No, I would be totally okay if my boyfriend just handed me money in an envelope. Also, I don't know if she meant to say unsavory, but yes, your fat stack of money is not going to be savory.
Yeah.
Like, tasty also, and savory.
On one hand, I kind of get, because I feel like you want your, like, boyfriend to get you something, like, cute and, like, thoughtful.
But sometimes
but, like,
it's, like, I feel like boyfriends struggle so much with what to get their girlfriend sometimes.
Yeah, dude, especially it's not just boyfriends. It's hard time, to like get.
They just get jewelry.
It's hard to get significant other gifts sometimes. Like, what do you buy a boyfriend?
I have, like, friends that have bought their boyfriends, like, wallets and, like, Bruin sweatshirts and, like all that.
Sometimes like sports I feel like I tickets. See, like, nice clothes for, like, guys or, like, cologne or something, and I'm like, wow, I would get that for my boyfriend. So if anyone wants to date me,
I
want to
get him,
nice
like, a
Christmas
fat
present.
So last week she took applications for cousins. This week she's taking applications for boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
DM her.
I wanted some girl cousins to hang out with me at holidays. So.
Anyways, so this one is kind of weird. I think it's weird. I would be totally freaked out if I was this boy. So a girlfriend surprised her boyfriend on Christmas with a tattoo of their initials and a heart on her tailbone.
Nope. Yeah, that's universally weird.
So a tramp stamp of them for Christmas.
Nope. Also,
they broke up. They're broken up now, by the way.
I'm pretty sure you can't get an epidural if you have a tramp stamp. So when she gets pregnant, she will not
also,
be
also, I feel like people who get tattoos, like, of their relationship or significant other, like, is they always it. Break up. Like, that's, like, jinxing it.
Yeah. That girl, your tattoo is in the doghouse.
At least, like, sorry, if you're going to get a tattoo, I'd feel like at least, like, wait till you're married so you know, like, you guys are basically have made it at this point. Like, obviously, you still have to work on things when you're married, but it's, like, more permanent than just being, like, dating.
I agree with that. Anyways. Yikes.
So the next one, a boyfriend got their girlfriend a talking fish that sang "Get the Filet-O-Fish" song because apparently in high school they used to eat those a lot. So
this is a real thing. Inside joke.
So I guess if it's like an inside joke, like,
I feel like they tried to make it personalized. Like,
it's cute that it's personalized, but like I bet that fish sings. Give me that filet fish, like all the time.
No, you probably have to press a button.
Yeah, but I bet when you press that button, it just goes off. Like, just
you
like
you have to mentally brace yourself for it.
Yeah, and if that was my gift from my boyfriend, I would probably be
if
like,
if you got me that and something else, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I think
like
that
a funny gift and then like a real gift. One.
If like, you got that actually, a stack of bills, like you're
also,
set.
Also, why did they eat filet fish as well?
Yeah, that's so gross. You know, there's this YouTuber called Joe Santagato, and I love him. Hold on, my headphones are like messed up. I love him though, and he made this whole YouTube video where it was like how to shop for your girlfriend, and he said you need a funny gift, a sentimental gift, and then like a material gift. And you guys should watch it. It's like a really funny video.
Also, I just got my mom a really cute sentimental gift and then like a wicked funny one, but I can't say it on here.
I can't afford Christmas gifts in my family this year, so I'm going to give them the gift of love.
Aww. Well, there's that.
All right.
A woman got her boyfriend a framed picture of her acting headshot.
Oh, man.
It says, oh, my God. yeah, that's...
Did she sign it and everything?
That's just so like, you love yourself.
Here's the thing.
You're like, for one of a star.
So here's the thing. For Christmas, my brother's ex-girlfriend's mom got him a framed picture of the girlfriend's senior pictures.
That's weird.
And it was
I feel
weird.
Like you just give like a little
but they,
picture maybe.
They don't see each other all the time because like she was in like
but then
college
get a
at couple the point.
Picture of each other.
So that is, I thought it was weird and my mom thought it was cute and sentimental, but.
Slash, I feel like she, like, if my like boyfriend, I didn't see him a lot, like I would just print out like my own like cute picture
yeah,
of us and put it
not.
In front of
yeah,
like,
I feel
weird
like you should make
home.
It like a couple picture. Like
I don't think it's super weird when boyfriends have like framed pictures of girlfriends. Like you see that and stuff. Like you remember
where
in high school musical
like, the little, like senior pictures like people put in their like.
But
car.
In high school,
yeah.
Remember in high school musical, Troy and Gabrielle.
Are you
gonna
base it on High School Musical right now? Like it's not weird in real life, guys. Because once when we were 8, we watched High School Musical and like had that.
Dude, that's like a thing. Like people do that. That's a thing
I've never seen that.
You've telling me you've never seen.
I've never seen a boyfriend or girlfriend that just had a picture of the boyfriend girlfriend. They always have like a couple shots.
Back. I feel like it depends.
It's a thing.
Don't know.
I think acting headshots
talking about
is
it,
weird.
Like, it sounds creepy, but I feel like in real life, like it wouldn't be that.
It's
weird
so weird because it's
want
her
a solo
acting
shot.
Headshot. I
yeah,
think.
I'd rather have a picture of us. I think.
Yeah, me
how's
too.
How's she doing in the
also,
acting world?
Also, I feel like just like
not. She's done it.
If you want to give your boyfriend a picture, but I feel like as their like gift, that's kind of like here.
It's
you
so
go.
Selfish.
You'll love so much. It's of me. Like. I don't know.
This one I think is funny. This is just like boys being stupid. So a boyfriend got his girlfriend a gift card to Starbucks, right? I would like a gift card to Starbucks. But it was in his office gift grab. Like it was what he got from his office's gift grab. And not only that, but he told her that. Like why did you tell her that?
Like you could have been so off the hook
for Starbucks you could get like two coffees.
Yeah, I'm like
it's like $10 and you're like, I'll have one large.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll have one grande.
No, it's a Trente if you want the biggest size.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't tall like the smallest one?
Yeah.
That used to trip me up.
Tall,
like,
grande, venti, trente.
Would
like
but
mentally
like,
be in the line at Starbucks small. And be like, you got this, you got this, you got this, you got this. Because I was like, could not say it.
I just gave up because you know the Starbucks at Hamp? Yeah. They just like, I feel like no one orders with like grande, whatever. They
Do you think they take a Starbucks gift card?
Because I feel they don't. They don't.
Because it's not Starbucks.
It's not Starbucks.
It's made with Starbucks coffee. So they they just put Starbucks coffee beans. It's so fake.
Fake news.
But they charge Starbucks prices. Which is dumb.
Which is dumb.
Do all the coffee places here, and it's really rude.
We gave up grabbing old coffee.
It's good.
It's decent. True.
Also, People's Market or whatever. No.
Harvest?
Harvest needs almond milk because you can do grab-and-go coffee there, which is like, oh, wait, no,
true,
you can't.
True, I feel like at Hamp, do they have almond milk? No.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, they do.
Okay, anyways.
Stepping it up. Okay.
So the next one was tickets to a wrestling match, which I like low-key. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't mind going to a boxing match. I feel like wrestling match is dumb because it's fake.
I think the boyfriend was like super into wrestling.
Oh,
and the girl.
I feel like that's
and
normal.
Got that for the girlfriend.
Oh.
For them to go together?
Well, like she ended up letting him go with his friends because she was just, like, very uninterested in wrestling.
He should have just gotten the tickets for himself and got her
ask her to get him tickets to go with his friend. Weird.
Yeah, that just seems more like you wanted to go and you used it as an excuse for a gift.
Yeah, that's funny, actually.
Yeah, it's like when girls get their boyfriends, like, jewelry. And then it's like, oh, you don't want these? I'll take them.
Take it.
That's like, I don't think that happens in real life, but that's
like
a joke.
Like a girlfriend gets their boyfriend earrings or something.
Diamond
yeah,
ears.
You
they're
know.
Like dangling, and she's like, oh, you don't wear danglies? Okay.
That's like in like stupid movies.
Ew, what is this one? A woman dating a butcher got bloody steaks for him and thought it was sexy.
No, he got her bloody steaks.
Woman dating a butcher. Oh, got bloody steaks.
He couldn't
steaks.
Even cook it?
He like gave her bloody steaks from the butcher shop, which he probably didn't buy. And then...
Ew, that people
she
so
was
weird.
Like, it's sexy. I was like, no, it's not.
If he like cooked a nice dinner and like made the steaks and that was like their like Christmas gift, was he like
if they're like just a butcher family, like they're super into meats, that would probably
make serial killers. If you're a butcher family,
we're a butcher family.
You would just like
get him a new axe.
Meat a lot. Ew.
I feel like if I was
a
family of butchers, I would not want steak because I feel like we'd have it so much.
Yeah.
Come on. Get me
fucking
like eggplant or
something. Yeah, make vegetarian lasagna or something.
Yeah.
Mixing it up.
Wow.
All right, we've got three more. So a boyfriend got his girlfriend pencils. Just pencils. Like,
wait, like
just
nice pencils.
A box of non-mechanical pencils. Like regular pencils.
Okay. That's
and they were
weird.
Unsharpened.
That's rude.
And she didn't
did
have a sharpie.
No,
I asked a lot of people for some things.
That's horrible. I think I'd break up with them.
Yes, that is a bad one. Do you remember?
Yes, that is bad one.
You know, do you guys remember those black pencils, like the all black pencils that were like such a thing in middle school, or was that just my town?
I don't remember that.
I do not remember that either.
Next.
A husband bought his wife a glowing toilet seat.
I can so see you doing this,
those?
Dad.
Was it so that, like, if they want pee in the middle of the night,
they don't
could,
have
like,
to turn the lights on?
Maybe they just like it. I can low-key feel like I can see my dad being like, honey, this is such a cool toilet seat.
But, like, you're still in the dark, so, like, you can still bump into everything. That doesn't
That's
make
just
sense.
So unnecessary.
That just, it, practically, like, like, that just doesn't make sense. Like, what are you going to, like, you're never going to turn the lights on? You're like,
I don't know.
This next
so
one really
is the funniest
me.
One. I think
but
this
like,
last
okay,
one is the funniest.
So a boyfriend bought his girlfriend a belly button brush. What is that, first of all?
I'll show you.
Because he thought it was a fancy eyeshadow brush.
That's
okay.
Like he tried, I feel like. That wasn't like he intentionally.
I mean, like, I
once
guess,
I show you this
what
picture,
in the
y'all
world
understand.
Is a belly button brush and where do you find one? And
he
what
didn't
do
see
you
that
use
it was labeled
for?
Like
no.
Belly button brush.
I feel like I appreciate him for trying to get like a make like something because I feel like boys don't know anything about
he
that.
He thought
and,
about
like,
makeup.
Can I see this? We're going to post
says,
a picture of this on our Instagram also.
It says.
Okay, it looks like a fancy makeup brush, to be honest.
But it says on it belly button brush.
This quality silverware accessory will keep your innie or outie looking great for your peers to admire in awe. A
what
truly
does it do? Just
navel
like-
idea. Ew. I'm so confused.
That just doesn't, I don't understand, like.
At least he thought.
Is it like a joke? Okay, so I'm looking and it says for the person who has everything. So I think it's like a joke, like.
Like when you don't know what to get someone.
Like you don't know what to get someone, like.
Well, he thought
that
it was
not actually
clean.
There's
belly
like
buttons.
Jokes all on and it's like. Belly button lint brush. That's funny.
I'm sure
so
he
this,
actually thought it was like a real thing.
I mean,
though.
Looking at it right now, like, you probably could use that as a makeup
brush.
I mean, it's the same, like, material.
Wow, very interesting.
Chloe, what's the worst gift you've gotten? Cats is the dog sweater.
Oh, you can't put me on the spot like that. I've gotten a lot of, like, do you know that phase when you're, like, I don't know if it's just me, where you're, like, 17 and, like, your friends don't really have money, and so, like, they all still want to get you gifts. This isn't, like, a bad gift.
But they get, like, a candle.
They literally, like, it was just, like, 6 bags in a row, and I was like, oh my god, a bag of Reese's fuzzy socks and lotion, thank you. And then I was like, oh my god, a bag of M&M's fuzzy socks and lotion, thank you. And then you like go down, and by the last one you're like, oh my god,
we were gonna do one this year, me and my friends, but then we were like, we are all poor, so like, why? Let's just keep the money for ourselves and like hang out.
I think my worst one was I was dating a boy, and he tried really hard, but I'm like obsessed with Harry Potter, and I would talk about like Voldemort's wand all the time. So he totally thought he got me Voldemort's wand, and it was like he got ripped off, and it was like a stick in a box.
Oh, that's cute because he tried.
He tried, but I just like had a stick as a present.
I've gotten like gifts that I don't want to not like. Like I got a Coach purse, but I hate it because I don't like like Coach stuff really. And then I felt so bad because it was so expensive, and they emphasized how expensive it was, and it's just been sitting in my closet for the past 2 years, and I'm like trying to get rid of it, so if anyone wants to hit me up.
I used to get so mad when I was like younger, when I was like 8, because I hated dolls and Barbies. But because I was an 8-year-old girl, family members that didn't really know me but got me gifts would be like, oh, here's a Barbie. And I would, like, rip its head off.
Yeah, that kind of kid. I'll reveal that kid.
I'll reveal what I got my mom because I don't even think she has Spotify or anything to listen to this. So the first one is, like, kind of cute, like, kind of stupid because I'm only going to Ireland for 4 months. But it says, like, I carry your heart with me wherever I go. And it says, love you to the moon and back. Because, like, we always say that to each other. But it's, like, personalized. Really cute. And there's a heart, like, in Massachusetts because, like, that's where she is. And it says mom. And then there's, like, a little, like, line
loop-de-loop
to Dublin. And there's, like, a little plane. And then it says cat because I'll be in Dublin. And it's really cute. So I'm, like, okay, that was my, like, sentimental, like, nice. Because I'm, like, I feel like it looks cute even when I'm not in Ireland. Like, a little decoration. But then she's, like, obsessed with, like, our dogs. And I don't know, I thought this was funny.
That is so funny.
And it literally looks like my dog, so I wasted $13 on this.
It's an eye mask that looks like your dog's
eyes. Yeah, it's like a sleeping eye mask, and it literally looks like my dog's eyes. Kind of weird, but
it's funny. It's a good laugh.
She'll think it's funny.
Yeah.
That's what I wasted $17 on yesterday.
We waited. Wait, we waited to say this. So this is...
I should get my mom one of those, too.
So, Kat, this is Kat's last episode of our podcast for this year. Next year she'll be back.
We're gonna try to get you to Skype in though from Ireland. Ireland adventures.
Going to Dublin for school next semester. But that means we're introducing the Where is Kat today
I'll
segment.
I'll fill you in on what I'm doing with my life.
I'm very excited to hear about your Ireland adventures. I'm also very sad that you're leaving though.
Yeah, I'm nervous. Going on January 12th. Fleeing the country.
She's a runaway.
Get out what you can, honestly.
More than a month. Oh my god, that's scary. I'm scared.
Anyways, let's have a round of applause for Kat.
I love Marie podcasts.
to be honest, viewers, we have recorded like 8.
Yeah, we had a lot of issues.
Really hard for you guys, but
yeah, I hope you guys appreciate it.
Next year, we're definitely going to continue on through next year. Obviously, a little break in the summer, and Kat will be back.
Yes. Thank you for being with us this first semester.
Thank you.
Losing our podcast virginities together.
True.
Anyways.
I didn't like that
Have
analogy.
A great winter break. Merry Christmas.
Good
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
I'll miss you.
Whatever you celebrate.
And keep following our Instagram and looking at it.
Yeah.
And submitting things.
And check out our articles on Amherst Wire.
Yes.
And shout out to John for editing this. Thank you.